Chamrishtva sahasotaya Maitila Prita Manasa Maitila Prita Manasa Ahayam Asavidhivat Ahayam Asavidhivat Arhaniyam Samarhanai Translation by Srila Prabhupada's followers. The king of Mithila immediately rose from his seat when he saw Lord Balaram approaching. With great love, the king honored the supremely worshipable Lord by offering him elaborate worship as stipulated by scriptural injunctions. The almighty Lord Balaram stayed in Mithila for several years, honored by his affectionate devotee Janak Maharaj. During that time, Dhritarashtra's son Duryodhana learned from Balaram the art of fighting with a club. Keshavo dwarakametya nidhanam satadanvana apraptim cha mani praha priyaya priyakrit vibhu. Lord Kesava arrived in Dwarka and described the demise of Satadhanva and his own failure to find the Samantaka jewel. He spoke in a way that would please his beloved Satyabhama. Purport. Naturally, Queen Satyabhama was pleased to hear that her father's murderer had been brought to justice, but her father's Samantaka jewel still had to be recovered. And thus she was also pleased to hear of Lord Krishna's determination to recover it. So when Krishna is Balarama here, they're acting out their roles as princes. But the devotees who know, just like the Janak Maharaj, he knew who Balaram was, so he gave him all elaborate worship. So it was an opportunity for
Chamrishtva sahasotaya
Maitila Prita Manasa
Maitila Prita Manasa
Ahayam asavidhivat,
ahayam asavidhivat,
arhaniyam samarhanai. Translation by Srila Prabhupada's followers. The king of Mithila immediately rose from his seat when he saw Lord Balaram approaching. With great love, the king honored the supremely worshipable Lord by offering him elaborate worship as stipulated by scriptural injunctions. The almighty Lord Balaram stayed in Mithila for several years, honored by his affectionate devotee Janak Maharaj. During that time, Dhritarashtra's son Duryodhana learned from Balaram the art of fighting with a club. Keshavo dwarakametya nidhanam satadanvana apraptim cha mani praha priyaya priyakrit vibhu. Lord Kesava arrived in Dwarka and described the demise of Satadanva and his own failure to find the Samantaka jewel. He spoke in a way that would please his beloved Satyabhama. Purport. Naturally, Queen Satyabhama was pleased to hear that her father's murderer had been brought to justice, but her father's Samantaka jewel still had to be recovered, and thus she was also pleased to hear of Lord Krishna's determination to recover it. So when Krishna is Balarama here, they're acting out their roles as princes. But the devotees who know, just like the Janak Maharaj, he knew who Balaram was, so he gave him all elaborate worship. So it was an opportunity for the devotees that knew to worship the Lord directly, personally. What a great mercy to be able to serve the Lord, worship the Lord, associate with the Lord. Here, Balaram didn't go back to Dwarka, he stayed in Mithila and had his pastimes there. Well, Krishna went back to Dwarka. It's also made a Duryodhana, although he is such a diabolical person, at the same time he got so much mercy from Balaram. He learned from him how to fight with a club, he was associating with him. So Duryodhana, a very special person actually, to get that kind of mercy. Later, when there was a problem in Balaram's close relationship with Duryodhana, he brought him to Hastinapur to mediate a problem.
Tathasa karayamasa kriyabantor hatasyavai sakam suhidbir bhagavan yaya tsu samparaiki.
Lord Krishna then had the various funeral rites performed for his deceased relative Satrajit. The Lord attended the funeral along with his well-wishers of the family. Akrura krita varma cha sutva satadhanor vadam vyushato bhaya vitrastau dwarakaya prayojakau. When Akrura and Krita Varma, who had originally incited Satadhanva to commit his crime, heard that he had been killed, they fled Dwarka in terror and took up residence elsewhere.
Akrure prashite rishnani asanvai dwarakaukasam sarira manasasthapa mohordaivika bhautikaha.
In Akrura's absence, ill omens arose in Dwarka, and the citizens began to suffer continually from physical and mental distresses, as well as from disturbances caused by higher powers and by creatures of the earth. So adi atmik, adi daivik, and adi bhautik suffering were going on. Purport. The word daivika here refers to disturbances caused by supernatural beings. These disturbances often manifest as natural calamities, like earthquakes, tidal waves, and extreme weather. Nowadays, materialistic people attribute these disturbances to earthly causes, not realizing that they constitute punishment at the hands of superior beings. The word bhautika refers to trouble caused by fellow creatures of the earth, such as human beings, animals, and insects. According to Sridhar Aswami,
Akura took the Shamantaka jewel and went to reside in the city of Benares, where he became known as Dhanapati, the master of charity. There he executed fire sacrifices on gold altars with elaborate assemblies of qualified priests. Some residents of Dwarka felt that the unusual calamities were due to Akura's absence. Forgetting, as described in the next verse, that the Supreme Lord's personal presence in Dwarka precluded that possibility. Because when the Lord comes to earth, his pastimes resemble those of human beings. The principle of familiarity breeds contempt comes into play. It appears that during the lives of many saintly persons and incarnations of God, there always exists a class of people who fail to appreciate or who only occasionally appreciate the position of the great souls among them. On the other hand, the fortunate, enlightened souls who recognize the true position of the Lord and His associates are supremely blessed. The Shyamata that then it would bring that person down so that it wouldn't be considered for the promotion. And his department, he'll be considered for the promotion. So all kinds of weird things lying. It's a pretty difficult world out there. So even in Dwarka there was a little bit of that, a little bit of undercurrent. So in order to set the stage for some pastimes, Krishna created some difficulties. He wanted Akura to come back. Some people would think that, well, the difficulties were because Akura had left. Also, Krishna does certain pastimes to just make people think that he's not really the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's also subject to certain natural laws here. But we're reminded that actually he's in control and this is just an external manifestation that he's exhibiting for some other purpose. There's some very interesting at the end of this chapter, very interesting little plots going on in this particular chapter. The last verse of the chapter says that this narration, rich with descriptions of the prowess of Lord Sri Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, removes sinful reactions and bestows all auspiciousness. Anyone who recites, hears, or remembers it will drive away his own infamy and sins and attain peace. So it's very auspicious. I hope everybody gives their attention to these different verses, because you can say it's giving special blessings.
Ityangopadi santyeke visamritya pragudharitam munivasanivase kim Gathirarishtadarshanam.
Some men proposed that the troubles were due to Akura's absence, but they had forgotten the glories of the Supreme Lord, which they themselves had so often described. Indeed, how can calamities occur in a place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead the residence of all the sages, resides. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti provides the following insight on this verse. In Benares, Thakura became famous for performing sacrifices on golden altars and for his abundant charity to the Brahmanas. When the citizens of Dwarka heard about this, some of them gossiped that Krishna, considering Akura a rival, had sent him into exile. To dispel this new and incredible stain on his reputation, Lord Krishna created various calamities in Dwarka, thus inducing the citizens to call for Akura's return, which the Lord then ordered.
Very complex, huh?
Where things are relatively simple in Raja. Seems in the big city of Dwarka, there's a lot of intrigues. And a lot of politics. So Krishna, so he's arranging all the things so that, okay, they'll bring Akura back.
Deva varshati kachi sha swafalkaya gathaya vai swasutam gandinim pradat Tato Varshat Smakashishu.
The elders said, previously when Lord Indra had withheld rain from Kashi, Benares, the king of that city gave his daughter, Gandini, to Swafalka, who was then visiting him. It soon rained in the kingdom of Kasi. Purport. Swafalka was Akura's father, and the citizens felt that the son must have the same power as the father. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti points out that because of Akura's relationship with his maternal grandfather, the king of Kasi, in a time of difficulty, Akura went to that city. So Swafalka, Akura's father, helped out the kingdom of Kasi. So when he was looking for a place to take shelter, because he was afraid that what might happen since he was involved in the intrigue over the father-in-law of Krishna being killed, and he took shelter in Kasi because of the long-standing relationship with his family.
Tat sutas tat prabhavo sav akuro yatra yatraha devo vivarshate tatra Nopatapanamarikaha.
Wherever his equally powerful son Akura stays, Lord Indra will provide sufficient rain. Indeed, that place will be free of miseries and untimely deaths.
Iti vridavacha srutva naita vadiha karanam iti madva samanaya Praha Kruram Janardana.
Hearing these words from the elders, Lord Janardana, though aware that the absence of Akura was not the only cause of the evil omens, had him summoned back to Dwarka and spoke to him. Purport. Since Lord Krishna is the supreme controller, it was obviously by his will that certain troubles appeared in the city of Dwarka. Superficially, these evils may have been caused by Akura's absence, and also by the absence of the auspicious Yamantaka jewel. But we should recall that Dwarka is the eternal abode of Lord Krishna, It is a city of divine bliss because the Lord resides there. Still, to execute his pastimes as a prince of this world, Lord Krishna did the needful and summoned Akura. Just like a prince will listen to his ministers or his advisors, so Krishna, Janardana, he listened to the elders of Dwarka, and they said that having Akura present, be auspicious. So then Krishna, showing submission to the will of the elders, he summoned Akura. Like this, Krishna is playing as a perfect young prince, listening to the elders, doing the needful. In the pastimes of Ram was also playing the part of a prince, and he showed his submission to his father, Dasarath. When Dasarath asked him to go to the forest for 14 years, he accepted that as order of his guru. His father was like his guru, so he accepted it and he went off. In Krishna's pastimes, in Dwarka, you also have this aspect of royal exchanges. The difference is Lord Ram had only Sita, but Krishna is having 16,108 queens. So whatever Krishna does, if he's a child, or if he's a cowherd boy, or if he's a prince, or whichever pastime he's realizing, whether he's a husband, a minister, a ruler, then he acts as a perfect example of that. And people in the pastime, they're not even aware that behind the scenes Krishna is controlling, allowing the different things to unfold according to his plan. When it said earlier that they heard that Satrajit had passed away, that he and Balaram expressed anguish, oh, what a horrible thing. Was killed in his sleep. They went chasing the murderer. So he was, as Bhishma Dev says in the first canto, that he's like an actor on the stage. And he's playing the different roles. So maybe bewildering to the ordinary people. He just plays them so well. But Bhishma, his realization was, you don't think that Krishna is just your cousin, your brother, your friend. He's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the primordial Lord. Because of Krishna's very wonderful role play in the different roles that he takes up, even great sages get bewildered. What is actually the position of Krishna? Just like Indra, when he got bewildered. Who is this Krishna telling Nanda Maharaj not to do my Indra Puja? So he sent the rain clouds. But then of course Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill and protected the Vrajavasis. So he displayed his unlimited power.